Secretary Rollins, USDA stops Minnesota's handouts to thieves over fraud allegations, enough is enough. By Amy Furr on January 10, 2026. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins warned Minnesota's Democrat leaders on Friday their handouts to thieves are at an end. Her announcement coming amid news about rampant fraud in the state. In a social media post, Rollins said President Donald Trump's administration uncovered massive fraud in Minnesota and Minneapolis, which resulted in billions of dollars being siphoned off by fraudsters. She wrote, "Enough is enough. The Trump administration has uncovered massive fraud in Minnesota and Minneapolis, billions siphoned off by fraudsters. And those in charge have zero plan to fix it. Today, at USDA is suspending federal financial awards to Minnesota and Minneapolis. Effective immediately, until sufficient proof has been provided that the fraud has stopped. No more handouts to thieves. Time to drain the Minnesota swamp and put American taxpayers first." In her letter to Governor Tim Walz, D., and Mayor Jacob Frey, D., Rollins said, "The widespread and systemic fraud associated with federal benefit programs in the state of Minnesota and the city of Minneapolis demonstrate an inability to handle federal resources without additional oversight and accountability measures in place." She also mentioned the $250 million Feeding Our Future scheme and alleged scams involving the Small Business Administration Paycheck Protection Program and daycare centers. "While the full extent of fraud in Minnesota is not yet known, it is clear that, under your leadership, or lack thereof, fraudsters can take advantage of federal funds and the American taxpayer with impunity," she added. "This necessitates federal action to protect taxpayer dollars until adequate safeguards can be established." In early December, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz said authorities in Minnesota needed to be investigated regarding alleged fraud because, based on what we know now, this is a clear dereliction of duty, according to Breitbart News. If state leaders failed to address the issue, Oz said they would lose federal funding. Citizen journalist Nick Shirley and his team later exposed mountains of alleged fraud in fake daycares and healthcare groups linked to the state's Somali community. "Here is the full 42 minutes of my crew and I exposing Minnesota fraud. This might be my most important work yet. We uncovered over $110 million in one day. Like it and share it around like wildfire. It's time to hold these corrupt politicians and fraudsters accountable. We all work way too hard and pay too much in taxes for this to be happening. The fraud must be stopped," he wrote in the caption of his video. Walz later accused Shirley of being a far-right YouTuber and delusional conspiracy theorist.